This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
But we start out this time around talking to David Vickery, the new principal at Roseburg High School. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So overall, talk about your background in education.
Yeah, my background in education, I've been in education now. This is my 14th year. Kind of unconventional path. I worked in the surveying engineering world for a while and was a coach and just really wasn't getting what I wanted out of it. And became a special ed teacher, and it just kind of blew up from there, and was a special ed teacher for a while, and then moved to administration about 10 years ago. I was a dean for a year, vice principal, and then principal for the last 5 years, and then this is my sixth year as a principal.
And you've been at a very well-known school that has brought out a lot of outstanding graduates. Oh, no, wait, that's the high school I went to. Hillsboro High, I just had to say that. I kind of found that unique when your hiring was announced. When you started teaching, where were you at?
I actually started in Cascade, which is outside of Salem, a little town of Turner. I was there for a few years and then moved to Hillsboro. And
what was it about education that drew you in?
I know this is going to kind of sound corny, but it really was everybody in my life, education-wise, who never gave up on me. And I felt like I had to pay it forward. And I love being around kids. I love learning. And that just drew me back in. So
now, education is similar in some ways, but really there's a lot of differences with surveying and all those things. But one of the things I would find in common is the need to really look at things in great detail and be accurate.
100%. I think that, you know, there is some correlation there to, you know, making sure being accurate data, you know, all the things that, you know, when you're surveying a piece of property, people really want to make sure that it's their property. And, you know, in education, you really want to make sure that you're setting up every student that leaves your high school to do whatever they want to do. And to do that, you got to be data-driven and very accurate.
Now, one of the unique aspects about this is you have a little bit of knowledge about Roseburg High School.
Yes, I do. I actually was a 1993 grad, just had our 30-year reunion. I grew up in Roseburg, went to Winchester, moved here from Florida, went to Winchester my sixth grade year. I went to Jolaine and then finished at Roseburg High School.
So what got your interest when you found out about the opening at RHS?
You know, when I found out about the opening, I had thought to myself that there's been two principals in 30 years, and this opening wasn't going to happen again. And talked to my wife about it, and we spend a lot of time down here in the summers and things, and wanted to move back home. I wanted to come back to the community, and I wanted to move back to the school that gave me so much.
What was it like to walk on campus the first time as a job applicant versus a student?
Well, it was very surreal. You walk into a place that you have a lot of memories, and it kind of hits you. And you know, being able to sit down and talk with there was a couple faculty members that were still there that I got to talk to that when I was a kid, and it's just surreal. Very, very surreal.
Now, the school had changed some physically since you were there, so a little bit different look, and some modular buildings have been added, and there's some other changes as well. But I don't think a lot of people probably get the opportunity to lead an institution, a school that they went to.
Not very many, right? I think that's an opportunity that I know that Dr. Weber got, and that I also am going to get a chance to do. And I had so many great things happen to me there with the staff that never gave up on me, and it really is a paying it forward.
What are a couple teachers that you remember in particular from your time as a student?
Well, obviously, Dr. Weber. She was Miss Weber then. First period science, 10th grade. She was lucky enough to have me sitting in the front row. With her, it was, you know, Mr. Bolin. There was a teacher there named Mr. Keeney. There was a middle school teacher named Mr. Callie that affected my time as an adult, even. The list just goes on and on.
And so now you're in a position to be one of those names that kids mention in later years if you do it right.
Absolutely. That's definitely what I'm hoping that I can achieve and have put forth a plan to do that.
As you hit the ground this summer, transitioning from one school to another, moving down here and all of that, I'm sure you kind of hit the ground running. What are your biggest challenges going into this first year?
I think just meeting and people, right? Getting to know people, getting to know kids. We've been having class assemblies, kind of going over expectations, and it kind of hit me that this is the first time that I don't know the kids in front of me. I was 10 years at the last school, so I knew kids that had come through and brothers and sisters, and there was very few kids. So I think hitting the ground running, just getting to know the staff, getting to know the kids, getting to know the systems. I know how to be a principal. I just don't have all the information and historical context of things that are happening at Roseburg High School.
Although you're likely to encounter some students that are related to maybe people that you went to school with.
100%. It's already kind of happened. I've been standing out at the bus duty in the morning and afternoon at drop-off, and there's a couple parents that have dropped off that I went to school with, and it was almost like they were getting out of the car and talking to them, and it's pretty cool.
Anything program-wise changing at the high school this fall?
Not necessarily. I think you did interview, Mr. Steinacker, and that's going to be a big help for us with our CTE and our partnership with UCC that I think is just going to be great for our school and our community. We've been able to add foods and hospitality teacher to kind of, because kids have been wanting more of those classes. So a lot of the same, just building up those programs.
In the 10 years you were at Hillsborough, a lot of things began to change during that era. It seemed like that was really where the shift started at looking at not de-emphasizing a four-year college, but realizing that there were a lot of things that could be achieved differently.
Yeah, I think, there's so many different paths for kids, and we're learning that that we just need to make sure that they're prepared for everything. We say college and career. I was just talking to Mr. Steinacker the other day, and he said, it's really career. Everybody's end goal is a career. It might happen right after school. It might happen to trade school. It may have to internship. It may happen after college. It's just giving them what they need.
And what about some of the changes in technology over the last 10 years?
Well, I think we've seen the one-to-one, we've seen the iPads, we've seen the Chromebooks, we've seen kids going to labs to kids having it with them all the time, which is a huge change. And then obviously cell phones and personal electronic devices.
What do you think are some of the greatest needs high school kids have?
I think one is making sure that they have the information they need to make the decisions that they need to make. Because I think we remember when we were that age, and we were constantly asked, what do you want to do when you grow up, right? And I think that's a hard question to answer if you're a 14-year-old. So we need to give them the opportunities, the skills, the things that they know what they want to do for those next steps. And I think continue to encourage them to explore and do those things.
And it seems like young people in this era, maybe the last 10 years or so, are more likely, at least according to data, to pursue multiple careers over the course of their life. People maybe your age, my age, a lot of times would find something that fits, and they do that. Maybe they have some shifts a bit, but they stick with it for a long time. But a lot of people now seem to do something for about 10 years, or, decide to do something else. So you've got to even incorporate other things, too.
Yeah, and you need to make sure that we're helping develop lifelong learners. We've said it for a while, but that's the truth, that we need to set them up to be, connoisseurs of information and to be able to to produce in whatever field they decide. And if they change, have those skills to learn new things.
Connoisseurs of information. I like that term. All right, we'll be back in a moment. More with David Vickery, new principal at Roseburg High School, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. We'll have Northwest Outdoors Radio at 4 in place of Umpqua Valley Live going into the holiday weekend. No program on Monday, but Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools will be on Tuesdays inside Douglas County as we continue the Back to School series. Talking with David Vickery, new principal at Roseburg High School, who walks in to the studios today driving a pickup with a beard and tattoos. I suspect that you'll fit in just fine here.
I hope so. Yes, I did trim my beard, so it's a little trimmed.
All right. Well, you definitely already look like you understand Roseburg quite well. Talk about your concerns with the facility at RHS. I mean, you went there. A number of things changed, over the last 20 years. But you've got one old building in particular that isn't being used a lot right now. What uses are remaining on that one?
You know, right now we don't have any classroom. I think you're talking about the heritage.
Right.
You know, we don't have any classrooms in the main heritage area right now. We're trying not to do anything in there right now, where we don't want to put too much stuff or anything like that. So hopefully we can figure out a way. But I will tell you this, being away from Roseburg High School for 30 years and coming back, I really think that Roseburg Public Schools has done a good job trying to keep up with the maintenance and things, because where some of the buildings look like they've been used, which is good, I think they've done a pretty great job trying to keep it working for kids. And now we're just kind of aging out on some of these buildings.
And it's kind of a contrast for you. While the Hillsboro High Building was for years the only high school in Hillsboro, there's what, four?
Yes, there's four up there now.
Four other? Yeah. Oh my gosh. And of course, great population growth there. And so you've got a lot of newer buildings on all levels.
Yeah, but one of the things that I just got done with up there is we were able to pass a bond, and they put quite a bit of money into the Hillsboro High School, which I'll tell you, just changed everything. The kids and, you know, safety features and things like that, that when kids came back, like, you wouldn't see a wrapper anywhere, because they were so happy and so proud of their building that it kind of got a facelift and all new stuff. So it was a good experience. 26 months of construction was rough, but the outcome was great.
So as you look forward into this year, what are some of your first year goals?
You know, my main one is just to get settled, right? For my personal goal is to meet people. I know I said it earlier, meet people, get to know people, make relationships both with staff, students, community. I mean, I've been, you know, I know the community, but I've been gone a while, right? There's some changes, and getting to know the community again is super important for me. Looking at ways to continue all the great work that has been done at Roseburg before me, to examine that and try to take us to the next level.
Now, tonight you've got a football game. Are you going to go to that?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I know that the first week football game always gets a lot of attention, and playing a school that isn't, that maybe you're even somewhat familiar with.
Oh, yes. Beaverton. Beaverton's going to make the trip down, and I'm very familiar with Beaverton. I also coached for 13 years in the Metro, so I have played Beaverton a time or two, and I would like to come away tonight with a victory.
Now, when you were coaching, was that at Hillsboro?
Yeah, I coached at Liberty High School for a while. I coached in Cascade when I was there. I coached at Century High School, which was another high school in Hillsboro.
And what sport did you coach?
I coached football. I coached girls basketball. I coached track. I tried baseball. Helped out with wrestling, speech and debate.
Now, I don't know if I've ever met anyone who has coached both football and speech and debate. That's an interesting contrast.
Well, it was one of those things where at the time the principal came to me and said, hey, we need somebody to cover for some speech and debate. Are you interested? And I sounded fun, so.
when you were in school at RHS, what were your favorite classes?
Well, I basically any class that was in, at the time, we called the VOTEC, which is now our CTE center. I had a electronics class with a teacher named Mitch Spires. I had welding, machining, auto. Basically anything that was in that building was my favorite. But of course, science with Miss Weber.
And I'm sure you guys have talked about this. Was she reluctant at all to let you take over her school?
No, I don't think so. We've been in contact for the last few years, like when COVID and things hit, that I needed just more people as a principal. It was hard. It was hard as a principal, especially a new principal, and where principals in my district that I was in were great. But I'd reached out and to her and was able to bounce some ideas off of just somebody not in the picture. So we've kept in touch over the years. So I think she's okay with handing it over.
Now, when you were up in the metro area, Superintendent Corden had been in the Beaverton District. Did you know him at all?
No, I think we spent, I think we had a meeting one time or a training or a PD at the ESD up there. And that, because he looked familiar. And so I think that was my only interaction with him.
As you've come back and looked around Roseburg outside of the schools, what do you notice that's different?
Well, traffic patterns. I know, you know, it's somebody who's been living in the traffic world for so long that it's, you know, downtown to me, you know, there's been a lot of work done in downtown. There's funny the things that are new and the things that are just the same. You know, I used to work down Harvard at BJ's Texaco, and now it's a coffee shop. That one's a little hard going by. But Pete's Drive-In's right there.
There you go.
Know, so.
And some things are still remaining after all those years. Do you have, like, hobbies or anything, that areas that you were going to hope to get involved in the community outside of the school?
You know, right now, I don't know if you know, but I have a 10-month-old, so that's a big hobby for me right now. But getting him involved, and he was the diaper derby champion at the fair, so I will throw that out there.
Welcome to 2024 fair. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So, you know, I want to be involved at, you know, graffiti night, just things that made me love this place, fishing, hunting, you know, people don't realize all the concerts in the summer here. You know, we've been able to go to concerts in Winston. There's things that happen to Music on the Half Shell. There's so much cool stuff going on that you can be involved in. And that's stuff I did before and stuff I want to get my family involved in.
You talked about all your coaching. What about the role of athletics versus academics?
Yeah. You know, I always say that it's called student athlete, right? Student first, athlete second. And I really mean that too with all of our activities, right? Whether you're participating in drama or band or anything, you know, you're a student first, and they're co-curricular activities to me, not extracurricular activities, right? We know that some of these, especially, you know, these activities gets kids through the door that they're interested in, and then school comes in next, but it's first for us, right? But it really gets them through the door. And I know that if it wouldn't have been for athletics for me, with extra eyes on me, probably wouldn't have graduated. You know, so I think it's another layer of support that we can help with kids. And hey, competition's great. And we have a lot of kids doing things. I looked at last year, we had over 700 rostered kids through the year playing different athletics events. And then our band is huge. Drama production is going to be awesome this year. The choir, I mean, we're going to have some really, really cool stuff going on.
All right, David Vickery, new principal at Roseburg High School, getting ready for the football game tonight. Folks who attend can look for a guy with a beard and tattoos. Well, actually, that may not distinguish you from everybody necessarily. That wraps up our time, but thanks for coming in. We look forward to talking to you again.
All right, anytime.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.